Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Sadi Beis. We are up to Sifhei. We're on the third line of page Reish Samech, which is the page following 518. The Mechaber says in Sifhei, we've been discussing if you have a city that belongs to a yachid, even if eventually it got taken over by the rabbin, but if it was a city of a yachid, so we said you can't be ma'arev in a split up way. It has to be the entire city as one. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Amedvam Amurim She'en Ma'arvin Osal L'chatzoin. When do we say you can't split up the city? That's Bi'ir Mukefes Choma Gevoa Asar Tfachim. That is if the city is surrounded by a wall that's 10 Tfachim high, V'yeshla D'losos, and there are doors by the two openings of the city. Avalim Lo Ha'iso Ha'ir Kula Mukhsheres B'Mechitzos. But if the entire city was not properly fixed up with walls, Ubo lahachshir chetzio la'irvan, they wanted to go fix up half of it and make an irv on half of it, harashus biyadim, that would be okay. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Chav Zayin, v'yeshla d'losos, nokat losos mishum da'iri benasish al rabim. The reason why the Mechaber uses the case where there are doors by the entrances is because the Mechaber is continuing his discussion from before that we're talking about a city that was belonging to a Yachid and then it became a Rosh HaSharabim. So since we're dealing with Sharabim, so says the Mishabura, Nokat Losos Mishum Da'iri Benasa Sharabim. We're talking about a city that became belonging to the Rabbim, Shehi Rosh HaSharabim, which has a din of Rosh HaSharabim, Ve'ena Muteres Belid Losos. And therefore you can't make any kind of sheet of there without Losos in a Rosh HaSharabim. Kedil El Besimin Shin Samach Dalet Sebeis. V'hu Adin B'She'en a Rosh HaSharabim Min Adin. The same thing would be true if it wouldn't be a real Rosh HaSharabim Min Adin. Kigon, for example, She'en Rechovoser Rechovos Tez Zayin Amos. For example, the roads are not 16 amos wide. O she'enom b'fulish mishar l'shar, or the road does not go from gate to gate. Uchia gavna, or any other of the criteria of the Rosh HaSharabim which are lacking. So the area would not be Rosh HaSharabim. In that case, you would not need losos. Viniteres b'tzuras ha-pesach, and in that case, where it's not a Rosh HaSharabim, and it's fixed up with just the tzuras ha-pesach, would have the same din. Ho'il she'machshir kula ayidei mechitzos keilu, since the whole area is fixed up properly with such mechitzos, so ein l'chalik shitufu l'chatzoin. So you can't split up the shituf. Basically, any time the city is fixed up as one big city, so you can't split it up. So if it's a Rosh HaSharabim, so you have to have doors beside the wall around the city. If it's not a Rosh HaSharabim, because it's lacking one of the criteria, then it's Rosh HaPesach, blocking the doorways would be good enough. With the wall around the city, you also would not be allowed to split up. But the Mechaber then said, but if it was an ear, avalim, the Mechaber said in the last line of Hey, avalim lo haiso ear kulam b'shares b'mechitzos, if it wasn't a walled city properly, so then you want to fix up part of it and make your own eriv or shitav, that's fine. Says the Mishaburis of Kodon Chavches, you want to lahachshir chetzir la'arva, to fix up half of it and make an eriv, rotzalomar sheyachshir chetzir ayidei tikunei ha'mechitzos. You want to fix up half the city through the proper fixing of walls, via urva ayidei shitov, and then you want to make a shitov that will be like the eruv, via ashar yaniach b'lid tikun klal, and the rest of the city can be left without being fixed up at all. So again, what the Mechaber is telling us in Sifhei is this whole din of all or nothing when it comes to a city that is of a yachid or was of a yachid, is only if it's properly enclosed by walls, then it's considered one city. If it's not properly enclosed by walls with a proper closing, so then you could split it up and do whatever you want. You could take a part of it, make walls around that part, and make an eruv, like any time we make an eruv in any city that doesn't have walls around it. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and Sivav. That which we say again with this city of a yachid or used to belong to a yachid, that you can't be ma'arvit part way. Hainu lomer, that means to say she'ein lechi v'kora moel l'salkum zemizeh. That means to say that you can't just separate one area from another area, one mavui from another mavui by simply putting up a lechi or kora. That won't do the job. Aval b'pasar ba'a. But if you put out a board that's 4 tefachim wide, o b'shnei pasin shnei mashahuin, or you put out two small boards that are each a mashahu, those are much stronger closures, and then the chlokim elum me'elum arvin l'chatzoin. Then you can split up and make different eruvin by each Mavui. V'im hurachav me'eser amos, and if the area they are blocking off is more than 10 amos, so then the shnei mashuhin or the pas abro would not be enough. Osa tzuras ha-pesach, then you have to make a tzuras ha-pesach. The Ramos says, o yasa mechitza gavo asar le-pesach mavu, or you can make a wall that's 10 tfachamar, that also certainly would be fine. So till there, the Mechaber, with this little addition of the Ramos, just telling us that which we say it's all or nothing and you can't split it up, that means you can't split it up with just a regular lechi or korah. But if you want to split it up with a pas arba'a or two pasim that are mashahu, or by some kind of wall or a tzuras ha-pesach, that certainly would break up the city and it could be split up mavui by mavui. Then the Rama says, yesh omer, to those who say, hadi irsha yachir asr lechalik, that which we say that a city belonging to a yachid can't be split, hainu la'urka, that is lengthwise. You cannot split up a city lengthwise. Me'achar d'shneim tzrichin leilech l'rishus rabim shebesocha. So we're talking about a city that has a large area in between it that goes from gate to gate. So lengthwise of that road, of that rishus rabim, that's where we're saying you can't split it up because both sides need to walk through that rishus rabim to get out. Aval rochba, but to split it widthwise the other way, the elu yotzim b'sharzeh. So the people on one side have their gate to go out of, the elu yotzim b'sharzeh, and the other people have their gate to go out of, the ein lohem drisas haregel zeel zeh. And they're each not walking through each other's halves, because each one has their own entrance. So then ma'arvin l'chatzoh, and then they in fact can split the city that way, va'usin tikin b'neim, and they can make some kind of tikin between them. Kemoshin is baril el simin shin sam gimel, the ara sara mahani lechi okora. In that case, if it's up to 10, and including 10, you can use a lechi okora to separate. Ubiyasar me'asara tzurza pesach, if it's more than 10, you can use a tzurza pesach. So what the Ramaz is adding on and saying is that which we say, you have an area that's enclosed by a wall, that's a irsha yachid, there's an entrance on top, an entrance on the bottom, there's a road that goes through from gate to gate, so there you can't split it down the middle lengthwise, because everyone uses that joint area, they aster on each other. But if you want to cut it widthwise, and the top area has their entrance to go out of, and the bottom area has their entrance, that would be totally fine. You just block it off with the normal way to block it off, a lechi or korah, if it's within 10. If it's more than 10, then you would require a tzuras ha-pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavtes. So back to the Mechaber. Again, the Mechaber said that which we said, you can't split up the Erev, you can't do the Chatzon by the city, that means you can't split it up simply by a lechi or korah, but a better closure, like a pas arba, would work. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin be'bir halacha she'bi'arnu, look in the be'bir halacha where we explained, that this is going on one who wants to split up the city. You want to split the city and you want each mavui to make their own shituf. So that's when you can't do it with a lechi or korah. We're not talking about someone that wants to cut the rishus harabim across the middle. Like the Rama discusses, that's the Rama, b'shem yesh omrim. So what the Mechaber is addressing is that you want to split up the city, instead of making one big shituf, make each mavui have their own shituf. That's the Mechaber. He's not talking about when you have this road going through the city, the Rishus Rabim, splitting it in the middle widthwise. Again, that's the Ramah. That's not what the Mechaber is addressing. Sifkat and Lamed, which moves to that Ramah, where the Yesh Omrim says that an Irsha Yachid can't be split only lengthwise. Pirish, Derech Ayoros Lios Mefulosh Pesach Shelehen La'arka. It was the way of cities that it goes straight through from Pesach to Pesach lengthwise. Or Rishus HaRabim Overes MiPesach LePesach, and there's a public domain, a Rishus HaRabim that goes through the middle from one doorway to the other doorway. Hilkach, therefore, Ein B'nei Eiver HaLaz Rashoin Laso Shituf Levadon. Therefore, the people on one side of that Rishus HaRabim can't make their own Shituf. Or B'nei Eiver HaLaz Levadon, on the other side make their own Shituf. That's where you can't split up. The reason is, Mishum Dahani Vahani Darsi Bahach Rishus HaRabim. Because both sides of that Rishus HaRabim actually walk through the Rishus HaRabim. The Yotzim V'Nechnasim Derech Psachim Lekanu Lekan. And they walk through the doorways on both sides to get in and out of this area. Or Rishus HaRabim Zum Mechabartan. And this Rishus HaRabim in the middle connects the two sides. Shekula Moravin Ba, they're all mixed together over there. V'Asri Adadi, and then they'll Asri on each other. So Zakta Ramah, the only limitation of splitting a city is splitting it lengthwise. That's where the problem is. But if you're going to split it widthwise, so the Ramah brings the Yesh Omer, who argues with the Mechaber says that wouldn't be good either. The Ramah brings a Yesh Omer, and that splitting it widthwise would be okay, because now they're totally separated, they're each having their own doorway, and they're not going in each other's areas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, of Kadon Lamed Aleph, Osen Tikkun Beneihem, and they make some kind of tikkun between them to separate them. Hainu b'mokum shemischalkin ashitufim zelakan v'zelakan. The area where the shitufim are split up, one in one way, one in the other way. Kedei shelo yehei kol echa nifras b'milu l'mokum ha'asrlo. We want each area not to be broken open fully to an area that is usher to it. U'biktzei ha'mavui ein tzar tikkun klal. So in the area between them, that's where you have to fix things up. And we'll see how. But on the other side, by the wall or by the gate, there you don't need any kind of tikkun. Again, we're talking about a case where there are doors there, so they're fixed up on the other side. You only have to make a tikkun between the two areas when you're splitting it up widthwise. So we said that the way that you could split up is depending on the size of the entrance, if it is going to be of the separation between them of the Mavui, if it is 10 or less, 10 amos or less, a lech yakor is good enough. Says the Mishabura, Ayin Magin Avram, Shehisig al-Zed Magin Avram, argues with this Mechaber, this Ramah, and he writes, the Bechiluk ha-Mavui, the Mekom ha-Shitufim, to split up the Mavui in the place of the Shitufim, Ba'inan Dafka pas arba tfachim u'shnei pasin shashnei mashuhin, mishnei atzadim. It would not be enough, a lech yakor, you'd have to have a pas arba, or you'd have the shnei pasin, the isha mashu on the two sides, afilu im osu ha-Mokom in a roch of Yosir me'asara, even if it's not 10 amos wide, you still would have this stronger separation. That is what the Magen Avraham writes. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zion, Irshal Rabim, a city of a Rabim, Shenismato v'omda al-chamishim diorim, got smaller, and now there's only 50 people left in that city, Eino tzricha shir. So the whole rule that we gave in the beginning of the Simen, that when you have an Irshal Rabim that's enclosed fully, you can't be making a sheet of the whole city, you have to leave off. That's only if it doesn't go so small that it's 50 or less people. Says the Mishabura, Sivkot Lamegimel, V'hodi Yisrael Elda, Afilu Nasa Shayachad Tzrich Hashir, and that which we said earlier, that even if it goes from the Rabbim to a Yachid, you still need to leave off. Hainu Davka K'shen Nishar Bo Al Koponim Chamishin Yorim. That's only when there are 50 people left or more. Aval Pachos Mizeh, but less than 50, B'vadai K'far Nishtaka Shem Rabbim Imena, for sure we could assume that Shem Rabbim left it already, and therefore there is no rules of leaving off part of the city, like we learned earlier, that is only by a city of the Rabbim. And finally, the Mechaber says in Sivches, HaMezakeh B'Shitav L'cho B'nei Ha'ir. One who wants to make a shita for a whole city and he wants to be mezakeh on behalf of everyone. Im ervu kulam eruv echad. If they all join together in one eruv, meaning in one shitav, einu tzarach lahodiyam. You don't have to inform them. You're doing it for the whole city. Everyone's interested. Everyone's involved. Shezachusu lahem. They're all on the same team. So you don't have to ask permission. You can do it. Zachad olam shol b'funov. Then the Mechaber says, "V'din nisha shochach v'lo nishtate even b'nei ha'ir." A person who forgot to contribute with the members of the city and the shituf, o misha holach lishvos b'yachera, so one who left the city for Shabbos to go into another city, o eno yehudi shoyem ma'im, but you are a guy who's living in the city with them. Din hakol kedinam b'chatzer umavui. The same rules that we said by a chatzer of houses and by a mavui of chatzeros would be by a city that has mavui. So all those dinim would apply over here the same way. The Mishnah Berurah says in the Fikatan Lamedalim, Im Ervu Kulam Erev Echad, we said the only way you could do it without their permission is if it's a schus, and that's only if they made an Erev together. Lafuke, to exclude a case, Kesh Ervu Lachatzoyim, when they in fact did split up in a certain way, Shegilu Daitim Shein Rotzen Leos Mushutafim, in that case, they have revealed their minds, they don't want everyone to be one happy Shituf, and therefore you can't just say, Zachalos will be fun of you, you'd have to get permission before you do it on behalf of another person. And that concludes Simon Shin Sadi Beis, and Mirch Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn Simon Shin Sadi Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.